Good evening, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, and good whatever time specific it is, wherever you are.
I used your Sunday name there. Did you pick that up?
Yeah, I don't mind that, actually. It's Danny I don't like.
You've always been Danny to me, and I still call you Danny. I still refer to you as Danny. My wife calls you Danny. Sorry about that.
Do you know who else calls us Danny? Cool. My parents, and that's it in the world.
So me and your parents?
Yeah, basically.
Brilliant. Yeah. I've always thought they were sound people.
I don't mind it when you do it, because I'm used to it with you, but anyone else, I'm not a fan.
So we've had an amazing first few episodes.
Yeah.
We are now...
How are we still trying new beers is what I'm thinking. I'm amazed at myself.
Yeah, I think you've been open-minded. And actually, I think you've enjoyed the last few. Episode 5 now we're in. Episode 4 we've just come off the back of was Club Tropica.
My favourite.
A Mighty Fine Beer. Your favourite, my daughter's favourite.
And do you know what? I had 2 more cans after that episode. Not straight away, but in the week.
That's a testament to a man who doesn't want to throw away cans.
Well, there is that. But also, I could have just stuck them in the cupboard or something and forgot about them till summer, but I didn't. I drank them because they were nice.
Now, last week you said, and we might have to rewind the tapes to find this snippet, but you definitely said last week, I'm ready to move away from the supermarket. And I thought, I'm not ready to move away from the supermarket just yet. So this week, what I've done is I have gone a little bit supermarket, but what do you call it? Like supermarket special or limited edition rather than mainstay.
Well, when you sent a picture of this one, I didn't think they were going to have it in the supermarket. It seemed outlandish, but I was surprised when they had it.
Right, but we'll keep it under wraps for now. I just want to know. So we had, just to recap, we went through some beautiful hop profiles. That's probably worthy of a beer snob button.
It's on the border. Like, I'm not pressing it for that because I know there's worse coming.
So the hops we've had, last week, episode 4 and episode 3 as well, we had both Citra and Simcoe hops, giving it that citrusy, grapefruity, tropical stuff. You'll be pleased to know, and I'll say it again, I don't know what the hop profile of this beer actually is because I can't find it anywhere.
Really?
I'm expecting a little bit more of the same, Simcoe, Citra, but... Other than that, I'm unsure. I'm flying blind.
Wow, I'm surprised at that. I thought that would be something that they would kind of announce or something.
I've done some extensive research into this as well. I can't actually find it anywhere. So
that doesn't sound like it's extensive.
I googled it.
That's it.
Now we are looking at new beers now. We should maybe have a little bit of an introduction as to what this is.
Okay, go for it.
This week I have brought to you Northern Monk Rocket Lolly American Pale Ale. This is Northern Monk, a brewery in Leeds. They've become quite famous for doing some oddball beers. So one of the ones that they had recently was Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire Pudding ale, and they also did a Aunt Bessie's Jam Roly Poly ale.
Hang on a minute, rewind back. So there's a beer that tastes of Yorkshire pudding.
There's a beer made with Yorkshire puddings. Doesn't actually taste of them, but it's made with them.
What, the batter?
No, actual physical Yorkshire puddings. They usually put Yorkshire puddings in. I'm not joking.
I know them in the bottle.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but when they're making the beer, they actually finish it with Yorkshire puddings in it.
I don't get it. Honestly, okay.
I've literally just seen your tiny little mind explode there.
I just don't understand what you mean.
So when they're boiling all the ingredients up together, all the hops and the barley and the water, as they're boiling it all up there, when they're making like heavily hop beers, sometimes at the end they throw in some hops right at the end to give it massive hop flavour. Well, in this one, they throw in some Yorkshire puddings.
Fucking it. That's ridiculous. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm saying it and it sounds stupid to me as well.
We're going to have to try that at some point.
Yeah, I'll try and get... Actually, there was another... There was another company did one as well in Yorkshire somewhere, which is quite right. And they won an award for their Yorkshire pudding. But I think Northern Monk were the first ones to do it.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone copied that and thought it was a good idea.
So where we are with this one is we've got... So this is a rocket lolly. So it's based on a rocket lolly ice pop, which I'm sure everyone...
Out of there.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure everyone can remember them.
Yeah. I think it's probably my favourite ice lolly.
Oh, I've just thought of another Northern Monk one that I had that was one of the best ones ever. And this is going to blow your mind.
Was it fish and chips or something?
Pizza.
Fuck. There's no way... Nah, I'm not having that.
I'm not joking. I had a pizza beer from Northern Monk. It was, they did this school dinners range, and one of the beers was pizza, and it had like a cheese and tomato and basil-y effect in it.
That's, I hate that. And that can't taste nice.
It wasn't the best, but it had like that herbally basil flavour. It was nice.
I've got an idea, right? I've got an idea. Just have a beer and a slice of pizza.
I think that was the idea. You were meant to have a slice of pizza with it. and also in that series was chocolate.
That's pissed me off.
And it was chocolate sponge and mint custard. That was the other one. That
I wouldn't even eat that as a thing in its own.
I wouldn't. So they also do some like really good beers that are like not wacky ones as well. So anyway. Here we are with Rocket Lolly. This one says strawberry, orange, and pineapple. I said it was a pale ale. It's actually an IPA, so it's an Indian pale ale. I thought it was an American pale ale, but it's an Indian pale ale, which I'm quite surprised at because it's only 4.7, and I always tend to think IPA should be stronger than that. However, I don't think it's really going for the style of beer. I think it's going for more of a shock factor. Mm. Picked it up at Sainsbury's, I think.
Yeah, same. Not the same Sainsbury's, but Sainsbury's.
£3 a can.
Yeah, that's something we needed to talk about, the cost of these. I could have got like 14 Fosters for that or something.
Yeah, we haven't even got to like double digits of beers yet, have we, in cost? Like
no.
£10 up.
But I don't know if you can get those in the supermarket, but it's... like £3 for a can of beer, which is only what, I don't know what this measurement is.
440.
So it's like a standard sort of lager can, I guess. It's not hideous, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
Price-wise.
Yeah, that's not hideous at all. I've just stocked my fridge with £110 worth of beer and I've got 9 cans.
I was going to say you'd have to get rid of all your food, but you're probably having bloody pizza beer, so it doesn't matter.
So you like
milk flavoured beer.
You like to do a bit of a can critique. What do you reckon to this one?
Yeah, I quite like it actually. It's got that sort of superhero vibe going on, I think.
Yeah, pow, whap.
Yeah. I tell you, there's something that did catch my eye, which you could probably explain. What does pant 1kr mean?
What? Where does it say that?
So where it's got all the bump.
Oh, like the information. Yeah. I've got no idea. I reckon it's either you can return this for 1 krona or it's recycled in some way.
Yeah, and I think I've seen a lot of these now, and they're basically just aluminium cans with some fancy stickers on, aren't they?
Yeah.
Probably just to avoid the cost of however much it costs to print aluminium. But it does stand out. It is different. I like it.
Well, thank you for that critique. So we've got a thumbs up on the can.
Yeah.
There's only really one thing that we should do, and it's probably to taste it, really, isn't it? But
yeah. Should we open?
Let's open.
Whoa, got a waft of that.
So what before you pour it, what do you smell?
Like ice pops or something.
Well, imagine that from a rocket lolly beer.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised at that.
There's a very distinct smell out of this, actually.
Yeah, what would you say that is?
Strawberry.
It is? Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Straight out. A lot of strawberry.
Yeah.
And a bit of pineapple.
I'm not getting any orange, like. Going to pour.
Let's have a pour. So have you chilled this down to the perfect temperature since you've become a little bit of a beer temperature obsessive?
So I got this like 2 days ago and it's been in the fridge ever since. And I still don't think it's very cold. I don't know what happens to beers. But again, mate, is that right? I don't know.
Always, always chill it. I've told you a million times. Just put it in the fucking freezer or fridge.
Freezer?
Freezer if you're a bit short of time. Because it takes ages for them to freeze. Or fridge for days and days. Sounds like your fridge is buggered, to be honest.
I know, it might be. I think I might start keeping these cans. To reminisce.
So, this one, you will see, is a very, very hazy beer as well. It's meant to be like that. It's not off.
Yeah.
Now, on the piss scale of colour, where do you think we are? We're still into... sort of piss colour here, aren't we?
I would say that's diabetic.
Yeah, definitely. Sort of something wrong with the kidneys or the sugar proteins coming out. Yeah, definitely. The colour itself though is not too dark, is it? So it's like a lightly hydrated diabetic.
Yeah. Right. Someone who can't filter.
Right. Bottoms up.
Yeah. That's really, really weird.
Does it taste like beer?
No, not again though. I nearly fell down this trap the other day, didn't I? When I started not liking the beer last week.
You've only had one
mouthful. Yeah.
Come on, take another sip and let me know.
Yeah, I think it does taste of beer. But you're getting all that kind of sweet, fruity stuff through first.
This one is sweet. So you know we were talking about the Yorkshire puddings and throwing the Yorkshire puddings into the mix, into the mash. We're talking here about what they'll have done is...
Mash?
I don't know if not mash is the right word, but...
Roast potatoes.
When you brew... Yeah. Goes with the pizza beer. When you're brewing it up, I think it's called the mash. But this one has, they'll have put loads of fruit puree into this. So I reckon if we look at the ingredients, it'll tell you that we've got, pineapple puree, orange juice concentrate, strawberry aroma. It's interesting enough, which I'm not sure how you put that into a beer.
I'll reserve judgment for later.
Okay.
But it's definitely a very fruity taste to that.
Last week we started to talk about working men's clubs.
I think it was episode 3, yeah.
Episode 3. Said we should come back to working men's clubs. We are from the Northeast, which is the working man's capital. Working man's club's capital, or was the working man's club's capital. You don't actually have many in the Northeast anymore, do you? Lots of them have closed.
There's a couple I can think of near me, but I think they've just lasted because of the old boys haven't died out yet, and people, it's still quite popular.
Yeah. Are you talking about... I was thinking about this when I was having a shit today for some reason. Are you talking about the club that once...
NB.
NB.
Hmm.
I was thinking that you were talking about the club that once hosted a very famous celebrity. And it is the same NB. One. NB, yeah. I've just got what that means, yeah. So this club
We need to tell that story. So we'll not name the club, but we'll tell the story. Because that is... I've not forgot about that. That is absolutely mental. So I'm trying to remember where I was. I think I was at
You weren't there.
No, I wasn't at the club.
Yeah.
But I was out somewhere and someone told us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably going to give away where we're from now, but back in the day, sort of 20 years ago maybe, there was a very, very famous celebrity who was married at the time to someone who came... Dad came from where we lived, didn't he?
I think she lived there. She definitely did live there.
Yeah, she lived there, but not all her life. And I think her dad still obviously lived there. So this very, very famous celebrity came to visit her dad and they went to this club.
Working man's club, not nightclub.
And everyone in where we live lost their shit, didn't they? I think... There must have been hundreds of people went down.
This story is impossible to tell without naming it, really, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So I think we've mentioned on other podcasts before, me and Dan are from a place called Washington in the Northeast. Most people will know it. If you're going up the A1 to Scotland, you'll pass through it on the A1, and it's got a very big services there. Recently voted the most expensive services in Britain, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, can I just tell you a story about that quickly? Up until recently, my missus used to use that services to fill her car up every time she needed to fill up.
Made her money.
Brilliant.
Can't afford your Yorkshire puddings, but you can afford to fill your car up at the most expensive petrol station in the world. The celebrity in hand that we're talking about here is Heather Mills, who was the wife, obviously. Yeah. So therefore, leading you into... probably the most famous person in the world, almost.
He's in the top three, I would say.
Sir Paul McCartney. So I was having a dump this morning, and it just dawned on me, fucking hell, Paul McCartney drank at a bit of club.
I'd forgot all about that, you know. I'm surprised there's not a blue plaque.
Now, I have to say, though, this story, we used to drink in the pubs down the road from the club, didn't we? Never used to really go in the club. But I have to say, I still don't know whether this story is bullshit or not.
That definitely happened.
Well, but is it not one of those, what do you call it, those Mandela effect one things where, is it Mandela effect?
No, it 100% happened. It definitely did. I don't know how long he was there, but it did happen.
Apparently, to tell the story, someone we both knew went into Bidder Club, or his dad went into Bidder Club, and Paul McCartney was sitting there with Heather Mills. So,
yeah.
Pretty mad. Anyway, we digress.
I don't think he did any songs or anything.
No, he didn't like do a gig, and he wasn't with James Corden or anything like that.
He was just
karaoke.
Having a beer with his father-in-law or whatever.
She were mental, weren't she?
Yeah, really mental. You don't hear from her much now.
You do. I was... the other day she was in an article. She's just got a bloody ski record. She's like some downhill skier. And she's got some sort of Guinness Book of Records for skiing something.
Because she's only got one leg, hasn't she?
That's probably what it is, disabled ski.
Yeah, so she's the best one-leg skier.
Anyway, doesn't matter. You diss Mr. McCartney, you diss everyone. So she's dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We both...
Wow, I forgot about that.
We both had a very very big club near us that we used to go to that I worked in for a good period of time.
You worked like a bastard in that club.
Did.
I remember I didn't see you for about 6 months because you were doing like 80 hours a week or something.
I did. I worked hard. I worked hard in that place. I used to love it as well. I used to love the characters that came in. And literally, I could talk about the club forever. And I think we'll probably come back to a few stories from the club. But just to set the scene, we used to have a guy that came in there. One day, I went straight from working behind the bar to go to the other side of the bar with the £35 that I'd earned or something like that. And for some reason, I proceeded to drink Bacardi and Cokes. In great quantities. And I remember saying to him, and I just thought I was a millionaire, basically, with my £35. I was buying everyone drinks. And I remember one guy came to the bar, he was called Colin, and he had a massive grey mullet, like not 80s, like 70s style mullet. I remember really pissed and going, "Oh, Bacardi and Coke, please. Get Bon Jovi one as well." And he threatened to fight us.
Dead or alive.
Oh, I wish I could think of another Bon Jovi joke and I can't. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I remember some, because I used to obviously come in every now and then just to kind of sit the other side of the bar while you were working. And there was some characters in there, like, and there's still, can you remember that kid? I'll not call him by his real name. Let's call him David. And he'd had an accident, allegedly, with a railway when he was younger.
Yeah. Yeah. So he only had one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, had what one hand, and he was, I think he was also a bit of a dingbat as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
One hand, because he got his hand chopped off on a railway line.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but
I like to think it is. I mean, that's amazing. How can you not get hit by a train, but you can manage to have the train chop your hand off? I mean, it seems like a physical impossibility to me.
Yeah, unless he's trying to, like, catch the train or something, like, literally. Put his arm out.
Yeah, like a bus to flag it down.
No, but the rumour was he put it on the track because someone dared him to do it. That doesn't sound right. I don't know. Anyway. But he used to, like, drink, like, 10 pints and 18 bags of crisps and spew up, didn't he?
Yeah, and piss himself.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, he used to have, like, literally, like, 10 bags of crisps. Like, it was a pint and a bag of crisps every single time. Then he used to be sick or piss himself and go home.
How did he hold the pint and the bag of crisps?
Trying to think of the word cleverly.
What was that other guy called that everyone used to shout at?
Oh, John Brown.
John Brown! Just,
oh, you fucking bastard. You fucking shit bastard.
That must have happened, like, 20 times an hour, and he's still got a shock.
Jump around! Oh, you fucking bastard! You fucking every 5 minutes, every time we used to go past a collected glass, jump around! Oh, you fucking bastard! this was before the days of, like, TikTok, because there's, like, loads of stuff on TikTok with stuff like that, isn't it? When they're shouting, yeah. But this was brilliant. This was every time.
Yeah, that was funny.
So, yeah, working man's clubs were definitely our one of our mainstays of being brought up. A unique place, a working man's club, completely unique place. And I think if you haven't been into working man's clubs, you'll find it hard to really understand what they're actually like. Put it in context, this club didn't allow women in the bar until about 1999. Unless we're working, of course, yeah. And against all other legal acts, you just basically wouldn't allow women in the bar and then bully them out. Quite an archaic place, yeah. Really.
What I used to find absolutely fascinating by them was that there was so much going on. So you could just go in and use it as kind of a bar. There was darts, there was snooker, there was pool, there was a band on.
Line dancing.
There was some kind of meat raffle. There was loads of different nudgies.
Nudgies.
There was all sorts nudgies, going on, wasn't there?
Nudgies. You're going to have to explain that one.
I don't know what they're called.
One-armed bandits.
Yeah, gambling machines.
Fruit machines.
Is nudgies not a widely used term?
I haven't heard nudgies, like, ever. So, no.
All right, okay.
I remember as well the fruit machine in there had... like really, really high jackpot values, like 100 quid plus and 150 quid and stuff.
I went to a snooker club once and I put 20 pence in and won 80 quid.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, it was like 10p a game or something, or 5p a game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, obviously, big fans of the meat raffle in a working man's club.
Yeah, I never really understood that. Like, what? Like, you're walking home with a tray of meat. That doesn't sound like very successful evening to me.
Are you joking? There was about 80 quid's worth of meat in this meat tray. Don't forget, people aren't eating properly here because they're spending all their money on booze in the club.
That's true.
So all of a sudden, they've got like literally a year's worth of food, some of them. You always know the drinkers, point. Don't you? Because they're only about 6 stone, but they're there every night. And they're the ones that don't eat.
Yeah. And they always stand sort of in the same place.
Yeah, same place.
Not saying much.
Talking the same shit to the same people or not saying much. Amazing. Yeah.
That's a proper serious drink of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like treating it like a job, isn't it?
Live for drink, yeah.
Yeah, just standing there 8 hours a day, not saying a word.
Get me dull money.
Getting those pints in, boy.
Get me dull money in the pub, in the club.
So one of the things I always found strange about that as well is it would shut halfway through the day. Yeah. Everyone would piss off and then come back 2 hours later.
But a lot of places did that, didn't they? Often pubs had split hours. I remember when I later moved to Leeds, and again, I've got some good club stories from Leeds as well. But there was one guy in particular who used to go out to a pub for a lunchtime session, which was 11:30 till 2:30, I think. And he used to do 15 pints. He used to go have a sleep and have his dinner and then go back out in the after the evening session.
That's mad, isn't it? That can't be good for you.
He's dead now.
Shocker.
Right, so let's get back to this beer then. So, yeah. I mean, for me, this was a bit of a test, I think. I think you'll go one of two ways on this one. It's very different than what you've had before. I don't think you've really had a fruit beer before, have you? Or a novelty
Not
beer.
Like that. Not like that. And I didn't ever think I would have one.
It's thick. It's fruity. It does taste like a rocket lolly. Would you agree?
I was going to say 100% there, but maybe not 100%. Yeah, it does, yeah. But not as much as I'd like.
Mine isn't crazy cold. I reckon if that was slushed up, that would be lovely as a beer.
Can I ask a question? If you had this in the summer, right, could you have ice in it?
No, you wouldn't have ice in it. I'd put it in the freezer for about 4 or 5 hours.
What, so it would actually slush up a little bit?
Yeah, and then pour it out, yeah, slush beers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We have to ask the question, don't we? I've just had another whiff of that and I've just got Strawberry City. Absolute Strawberry City.
Mine's gone. I drank it.
Right, well, in that case, we're going to ask the question then. Episode 5, we are 5 beers. This is the 5th beer away from lager. Are we going to number 6 or are we going back to Fostersville? Dan.
Ask the question.
Tell me. Is the lager on or is the lager off?
The lager is off.
The lager's off.
Wow.
Here's why. So we're normally, the last 4 episodes, we've normally had more than one beer. So what I mean by that is we've normally had one of the same beer, so we can start a second one. I drank that about halfway through the club stories and I was wanting another one. It's really nice.
And you would have had another one?
I would have had another one.
But you wouldn't have spent another 3 quid?
If I knew it was going to taste like that, I might have got another one.
Wow. Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is...
That's really nice.
So that is 5 successful beers in a row.
Is it?
5 in a row.
Wow. Mate, you're going to have to up your game a little bit, yeah.
Well, I've already got an idea for the next episode. And again, it's going to be a killer cure, but so far I'm absolutely overjoyed that you've enjoyed that.
And I must admit, when I bought it, I thought this looks like it's marketing bullshit.
And I suppose,
so I'm actually quite pleased.
I suppose to a certain extent it really is marketing bullshit as well, isn't it? But I think it's executed quite well.
Yeah. Right. Good stuff.
As we're on a successful road, I will end this podcast there and say, Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. I've enjoyed it again.
Me too. And we'll see you next episode.
Bye-bye.
The log is off.